Just a few points with regard to the talk which Maulana Ibrahim Maimon gave us after Zohar. Very, very valuable points he had discussed. And we had lunch together, so I asked him a few more things. Just discussed that with the students. Now, one thing he told, that we have to study very well all our things. And afterwards we are going to need it. And while we are studying, usually we are in a playful mood. We take it easy. We have problems. We don't attend classes. We don't learn our sabaks. We don't learn our work thoroughly just to pass an exam. And that is regarded as the good students. But as he explained, later when you'll come into the field, then we will be sorry. And who, you can ask almost anyone that afterwards they felt sorry that we didn't appreciate our time. And those of us who really applied ourselves and we studied well, then afterwards we will appreciate it. And then also, no matter how much, still we will wish we had another chance again. And this is your absolute free time. You have got no other worries or anything. So make qadr of that. As Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Sahib, Damat Barakatum, explained in the Friday Bayan, Jummah Bayan, the two ni'mats which we are deceived about is our health and the free time that we have got. So these are very great ni'mats which we should try and appreciate and use them correctly. Another point which he also emphasized on is that we don't have to change our curriculum, what we are studying. Everything is in there, but we have to study it properly. Many people today feel there are new challenges, so we need a new syllabus, a new curriculum, a new thing. So he said all the answers are, like for example, in Nahwa. And as he explained, which our ulama, our asatiza also told us, that Hidayah, if we are studied properly, all the dalail which come in Hidayah, there won't be a lawyer that can surpass you. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, when he was in Allahabad, the people told him there, you should have been a lawyer. That way you present your case, you present your proofs, etc. He said that is what is in Hidayah. Most probably that is what Hazrat referred to. So if we study these kitabs very, very thoroughly, understand them properly, inshallah, we won't have problems later in life. Then he raised that question and he didn't give the answer. Then I asked him about it, that many places they make this propaganda, especially at universities. He said he went to a university and they asked him there that this hadith, that close to Qiyamah, the stones and the trees will say there is a Jew behind me. Kill him. Oh Muslim, come and kill him. So they make this propaganda. This is what the Muslims teach. This is what they are promoting. And that is what they are teaching in their Darul Ulooms, in their maktabs, etc. All about this fighting, etc. So when they asked him, he said, I turn to Allah Ta'ala for the answer. And Allah Ta'ala then put it in my heart that the new technology, which is growing so fast, rapidly, all the time technology, he says at that time, when there is a war, a Jew will want to kill a Muslim, Muslim will want to kill a Jew, then the technology of that time will be that even the stones and trees will be able to make out that who is a Muslim, who is a Jew. So it is that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what he explained, that the technology will reach at that stage at that time. So anyway, so all these things are coming out, new things it appears, but the answers are all in there. And for till now, these answers were given all along. But it is for us to study it correctly. And the other thing is, which we also lack very much, is that we must see to our akhlaq, our character also. We should try and live a life, may Allah grant it to all of us such that nobody can point a finger at us. That is also what convinces people. When you are truthful like that, and you are upright like that, may Allah bless us with that quality, that nobody can point a finger at us. So that also, during this is the time that we are being built. If we purge ourselves properly with those things, then inshallah, that will be more than half of the battle that will be won already. And if we study properly, then that will give us great, great. And the problem also which he explained today is that we, as who are called the ulama, we have failed the people. We haven't come up to what, if that was the, he says, if we, that was the case, we shouldn't be facing these problems today. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we study properly, and also our akhlaq, our character, our tarbiyat, our nurturing, that also be done properly. May Allah grant it to all of us in a proper way, in a complete and perfect way, inshallah. Subhanallah.